Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And it is November the 22nd, 2020. And I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. We are living in the last days. We are living in the end times, and these are perilous times that we are living in. And I advise everyone to just seek the Lord for the truth in all things, because He is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can save you, no one can save us, but the Lord God has already made the plan to save us. He already willingly laid down Himself on the cross, so that you and I might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. You know, I came across an article that I wrote. Let me see if I have the date on it. It's probably so long ago that I didn't even remember that I had this experience. Let me just probably like 10 years ago. And so I just, you know, folks, we are in a situation where the enemy is like a roaring lion, and he is seeking whom he may destroy. And the enemy is destroying and is seeking to destroy everything that the Lord created, everything that has our Heavenly Father's blueprint, including you and I. They're thwarting our DNA through vaccines, through 5G, through food, water, medicine, the air that we breathe, to everything that they can put their hands on. They are literally trying to destroy our DNA, the God particle inside of us. They already manipulated plants and animals. Animals take out the seeds out of our fruits, vegetables, seedless watermelon, seedless grapes, seedless oranges, seedless tangerines. Seedless this, seedless that, folks. The world is in a mess, and we cannot expect that mankind to be so wicked, literally destroying the blueprint, trying to destroy the creation of the Most High God, and not have to stand the consequences of all of this, of our manipulating the animals, gene editing, and it's just the world is in a mess. And I know that there are many out there, even Christians, that can't even see. They have eyes to see, but they can't see, and ears, but they can't hear. They have a heart, but they have no discernment. And so, folks, showed me the church. Our Heavenly Father showed me the church. I was just talking to the Lord, lying on my bed, talking to the Lord, and just remembering my family and friends, you know, some family members and friends, that when I tell them about these things that the Lord is showing me, and just about honoring the commandments of the Lord, they were like, we can do it. Basically, like, we can do whatever we want. We can, you know, the Catholic Church say the Sunday is the Sabbath day, and we're gonna honor the Sunday. But it's not. The Word of God tells us that the Sabbath, the seventh, is the Sabbath of the Lord. And so it's the Lord's Sabbath. It's not no one else's Sabbath, but the Lord's Sabbath. And Yeshua said that the Sabbath was created for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Lord showed me. I said, Lord, you know, what's going to happen to these people? And immediately the Lord took me up on a high place above the earth. And I looked down and I saw a sea of people. And, well, these people were, they had no color. They were gray. And their head was downcast. And I looked at them, and in my thoughts, I'm thinking, well, why are they so gray and so lifeless? And the Lord said to me, you know how the Lord can read our thoughts? The Lord said to me, that's the church. And many of them are dead to me. I was dumbfounded. I said, Father, don't say that. Don't say that they're dead to you, Lord. And the Lord showed me. I said, Lord, what can I do to help them? And the Father said to me, many of them are dead to me. I said, what can I do to help them? He said, I send them you. They rejected you. I send them other teachers and prophets too. They rejected them. He said, I follow them everywhere they go. I stand outside the door of their heart and I knock, and they will not open to me. He said, many of them are going to church thinking that they're doing me a favor. They have no desire to love me. Neither do they have any desire to seek me. He said, there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And that's what's going on, folks. Even though the Lord God himself came down here in the flesh body and gave himself as a sacrifice for you and I, many of them still reject the truth, the commandments, the ways of the Most High God. You know, and as I was scrolling through the articles, 334 pages of writing, the Lord, you know, and I saw an article that I wrote that the unsaved are truly dead. You know, the Lord showed me, he said, many of them are dead to me. And in this article, I was reading it, and I wrote that, you know, I was telling the Lord that he chose to love us from before we were placed in our mother's womb. And he saved us before we were even born in our mother's womb. He saved us while we were yet angels, fallen angels from heaven. And before we were even sick, before we were even sick, he saved us. He healed and cleansed our diseases and our infirmities. And so we are saved. We are saved by the Lord. We are victorious in him. And I was asking the Lord to open my eyes. To open my eyes to see, oh Lord, to open my eyes that I may see and to give me ears to hear. And the Lord, I didn't expect, be careful what you ask for. I literally did not expect to experience what the Lord did. He opened my eyes to see the things that I didn't expect. And the Lord opened my eyes and he brought me back to the story I just told you about the church is dead. And the Lord opened my eyes. And for the first time in my life, I saw dead people walking all around me. I literally saw dead people walking all around me. I began to cry. I began to cry, painful, deep, sobbing cry. I was so grieved in my soul and in my spirit for my brothers and sisters, friends and acquaintances. I said, Lord, how can I look at my friends and family the same way again? Some of them are not saved, and tell them that they are dead. You know, if you read the book of Jude, you know, it tells us that the angels that kept at their first estate, you and I, you know, they're twice dead, plucked up by the root. So many people around us are literally the walking dead. The Bible tells us they're twice dead, plucked up by the roots. But it's one thing to say that, and you know, but it's the next thing when the Lord opened your eyes to see beyond the flesh, beyond what the mortal man can see. How can I laugh and talk with these same people knowing that they are dead, you know, to the Most High, and they're dead to us? And right at that moment, Father caused me to feel his pain. Father showed me that it pains him even more to know that he died for them. He died for so many of you out there. He died for the homosexuals. He died for the fornicators, the adulterers, the murderers, the liars, the thief, and all the other perverted freaks out there. You know, all of us are freaks in the sight of God. But when we repent and ask God for forgiveness and turn away from our sins and our iniquities, he saves us. He delivers us from being freaks, and he calls us to become whole in him, to become pure, not of our own self, but through the blood of Yeshua. And the Lord showed me that it pained him so much that he died for us, for humanity, but many choose to reject him, choosing death instead of him. Folks, I'm telling you, there is still time. There is still hope for those of you who are struggling with mental illness, for those of you who are struggling with rejection of your loved ones. God haven't rejected you, and that's more important than the love of your family or anyone else. The love of God is more important to you than any love that you think that you deserve or desire of this life. God himself came down and put on flesh because he loves us so much. He put on flesh that we might have life and that we might have life more abundantly. The Lord God have mercy on us. He loves us unto death. And folks, those of you who reject him, he's still going to love you unto death. Not his death this time, but yours. He's going to love you to the very end. And if you still choose death, that at the end, then that's the way you're going to go. And he's still going to love you, but you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven because you hate the Most High God. And this is where it comes in. John, the book of John, 1 John chapter 1. 1 John, verse 10 tells us he was in the world. Who was in the world? Jesus, God himself. If you go back up to John, the first verse, he was in the world. The Father was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world did not know him. That's why they crucified him. They hated him. They saw God in him, but they refused to acknowledge God in him. Even before they were placed in their mother's womb, they rejected him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. His own, who are his own? The house of Israel. The house of Israel was his own. That's the lineage he chose. And all other tribes of the earth must cling to Israel, to the God of Israel, to be saved. And people don't know that. This is why the children of Israel have been so heavily persecuted. The children of Israel that was taken in slaveship to Africa and from Africa, and trust me, the Jewish people are not those people over there in the Middle East. And I know many of you don't want to hear this, but truth hurts. And then even if it hurts you for a little while, you're going to acknowledge that they are not the Jewish people. According to Revelation, he said they are the synagogue of Satan, who call themselves Jews but are not. And the Jews and the children of Israel have been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth because they were taken by the wicked satanic peoples into slavery on slave ship and being persecuted. Many of them have been hanged on trees like their father, like Yeshua. Yeshua was hung on a cross. They hang him on a cross. And they're doing the same thing to the children of Israel because we are a reminder of who God is and the judgment to come upon them. And that's another lesson of his own. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even to them who believe on his name. So if you believe on his name, if you receive his truth, if you receive his righteousness, if you receive his son, Yeshua HaMashiach, God himself in the flesh, then you are going to be saved. And there is still time. God loves every one of us. He loves you with an everlasting love. No man can ever love you the way the Father loves you. No woman can ever love you the way your Father loves you. No mother, no father, no child, no one, no government can love us the way our Heavenly Father loves us. Greater love have no man than this, than a man will lay down his life for his friend. Yeshua say, I am your friend, and I lay down my life for you. So, folks, don't let the grace of God pass you by. Let us not let the grace of God pass by, because it is precious, precious, precious in the sight of God. The grace that God gave each and every single one of us, time. What is grace? Grace is time. God-given time mingled with God-given mercy. Time to when to repent. Time to turn away from our sins. Time to get to know the Lord. Time to be saved by his mercies. By his stripes we are healed. Please give your life to him today. Please, do not wait until tomorrow. It's promised to no man. Verse 13. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So, Yeshua wasn't born of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Mary didn't have intercourse with her husband, and Yeshua came into being. Yeshua was born of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit quickened Mary's womb. And she was pregnant and of the Spirit of God. And I know many so-called archaeologists and scientists and so-called experts in these things, they all, you know, they try to pervert what happened to Mary. And so, and that Yeshua had a wife and blah, blah, blah. And this is Satan and his children trying to discredit God, trying to bring the Most High God down to the level of man. And so it's not going to work. Verse 14 said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, the Word. So if we jump back up to John chapter 1, I mean verse 1, if we jump back up to verse 1, say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And he said, and if in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, in God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh. So that shows you that God, who was the Word in the beginning, put on flesh. That's Yeshua, who am Mashiach, the one they call Jesus. That's Yeshua. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He walked among us, and he gave his life as sacrifice for us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake of. Let me jump down. Verse 17. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. So here we go, we say that, see that the law was given by Moses, the law, but was given by Moses. The law, Moses was given all the law, including the Ten Commandments. And there were other laws that was given to Moses that if the children of Israel sin, a certain sin, they were to be stoned to death. And so you know, but grace and truth came by Yeshua HaMashiach. So Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came to fulfill the law. Jesus Christ said, Yeshua said, I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill. And let me see if I can bring that up here. Bring up the full... the full verse on that. If I can find it. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18 tells us, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So, whoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so whoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men to do so, you know, the Catholic Church breaking every commandment in the Bible, and they are teaching men to do so. They're teaching the church people, they're teaching the world not to honor the correct, the right Sabbath day, the seventh-day Sabbath. They're teaching men, when the Lord said, remember to keep the Sabbath holy, they're teaching men to worship and bow down to idols. When the Lord God said, thou shalt not make unto you any graven image, thou shalt not bow down to them. No image in heaven or in earth, Mary, St. Paul, St. This, St. That, St. Barnabas. You know, the Lord said not to call man on earth, no man on earth, Father, for there is only one Father, and that's your Father in heaven. They're calling every priest Father, and they're calling the Pope Holy Father, bowing down to him. So there you go. The Catholic Church is an abomination. You know, I'm not sorry to say that, but it's the truth. Whoever shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whosoever shall do them and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or no, or till shall no wise pass, till all be fulfilled. So heaven and earth has not passed yet. We are still here in one. We are still here. So the commandment stands. The commandment stands. I know that there are many preaching and teaching that the commandments have been nailed to the cross. It's not biblical. No, there's no such thing in the Bible that the commandments were nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was nailed to the cross to take away our sins, our iniquity. That doesn't give you a green light to run around and trample on the commandments of the Most High God and break them. We still have to, the commandments is like a mirror in which we see our faults and our sins. So without the commandments, then you have no sin. But with the commandments, you're a sinner. Why do you think a murderer? Thou shalt not commit, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit murder, thou shalt not steal. Do you think that if we do these things, that we are going to go to heaven without repentance and we have a free ride into heaven because Jesus, Yeshua, died on the cross for you? He died on the cross to take away your sins and to wash you clean, but you have to repent and acknowledge that you're a sinner. Unless you acknowledge that you're a sinner, then his blood, then you are not washed. You have to be sorry for your sins. You have to be washed by repentance and baptism in his blood. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He had declared him. Let me seek. So folks, I'm encouraging each and every one of us to just continue to seek the Lord for the truth, because these days are the days that Peter spoke of, that our faith will be tried as in fire. We don't know the minute nor the hour in which the Lord is going to come back to receive us, but these are the days where Lucifer, Satan, is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy, and he wants to destroy as much souls as he can before the Lord comes back and he's doing that through death, through killing, through dying, through taking as much life as he can before these people repent. And don't believe the lies that there is no hell, that there is no heaven, that there is no judgment, that there is no devils, that there is no demons, because if you look on the news media, if you look in government, there you see all the devils. If you look at people like Bill Gates and them, and Melinda, know that these are devils that are running and ruling and the world, and who are trying to enforce vaccination on people, and if you don't take it, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. Look at the end times. Look at end times videos, end times movies. Tribulation now. Tribulation, the tribulation movies, the end time movies with Kirk Cameron. There's a lot of truth there. There's a lot of eye-opening truth in those videos. And it's about the mark of the beast. And so our faith is going to be tried. And these are the days when our faith is being tried. And you have to avoid taking these vaccines and trying to save your flesh instead of trying to save your soul. We have to depend and trust in the Most High God, because It is the only way out of this flesh. It isn't the only way out of this paradigm. It is the only way out of this valley of the shadow of death through Yeshua HaMashiach, through the cross, through the blood, through the death of our Savior. It's the only way out of this dimension, out of this flesh, out of this world. I love you in Christ. Stay safe in the Lord. Goodbye until next time.